This is program number LW2532. Well, I've got a story for you today, a most fascinating story. It's a true one. Hi, this is Larry West. When the Civil War broke out in 1861 in this country, a shabby and disappointed fellow sat on a packing case in a leather store in Galena, Illinois, smoking a clay pipe. He didn't have much of a job at the little store his two younger brothers owned. They didn't want him around. Oh, he'd buy a few hogs and hides from farmers for them once in a while, but most of the time he just tramped around the streets of St. Louis looking for something he could do to support his wife and four children. In despair, he finally borrowed a few dollars to buy a train ticket, and he went to see his father in Kentucky in order to beg his dad for some kind of help. Now, his dad had quite a bit of money, but he was a tightwad. He didn't want to share any of it, so instead of giving him any, he just sat down and wrote to his two younger sons and asked them to give their oldest brother a job that would at least support him. They did, against their wishes. It was more a matter of charity than anything else. All he made was $2 a day, and really that was probably more than he was worth. That's because he was so lazy. He loved corn whiskey, and he was always in debt. Because he always borrowed money from everybody, his friends, naturally, when they saw him coming down the street, they'd turn and walk in another direction. I mean, this fellow I'm telling you about today was really a reject. Everything he had tried to do in life ended up in a failure. No one, it seemed, cared for him. I mean, even his mother. Get this. I've already told you about what his tightwad dad refused to do for him. His mother didn't even bother to give him a name when he was born. Her relatives took care of that in a sort of lottery. When he was 6 weeks old, they wrote down their favorite names on some strips of paper, mixed them up in a hat, and drew one out. He ended up going to West Point, believe it or not, but he didn't like it. In fact, he didn't like anything connected with the Army. He wouldn't keep his coat buttoned, he wouldn't keep his gun clean or his shoes shine, and he was often late for roll call. He joined the Army primarily because that was the easiest way for him to get something to eat. There, he was a lonely man, and because he despised Army life, he tried to escape it by getting drunk, and he usually stayed that way. Finally, he was even dismissed from the Army. He ended up plowing corn and slopping hogs on an 80-acre farm belonging to his wife's father. He grew sick of that, so he went to St. Louis and tried to sell real estate, but he ended up a total failure. He became a drifter, looking for a job, any kind of a job. He became so desperate that he tried to hire out his wife's slaves in order to make enough to pay his own grocery bill. I mean, you talk about a failure of a man. He was. So when the Civil War broke out in 1861, he was just about as much of a failure as any man had ever been. But here's the surprising thing about him. 8 years after the war broke out, this man became president of the United States. He ended up conquering Robert E. Lee, ending the Civil War, and his name is now printed as though with letters of fire in the pages of history. Ulysses S. Grant. You know, it's possible for some devastating things to happen in a man's life, or a woman's as the case may be, but it really all depends upon that individual. It depends upon his attitude. Grant changed his attitude, so much so that President Lincoln, even in the face of the public wanting Grant removed, said, "I can't spare this man. He fights." Grant's changed attitude moved him from the bottom, the very bottom, to the top. You know, sometimes it's only when a man finds himself lying flat on his back that he, for the first time, begins to look up. It's amazing. Jesus Christ went to the destitute, to the society rejects. He spent time talking to and helping the poor and the sick, people like prostitutes and the lame and the blind, people who felt total failure. He changed their attitudes. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's Jesus who said, "I came to seek and to save what was lost." What was lost? I've written a pamphlet called, "What is the Gospel?" Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.